minutes from the last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on roles for each of you. However, there are some changes that I've got from on high that are a bit, well, what I didn't actually realise was that the this is for a specific television.
Okay.
So the all in one idea goes out the window. And they require that the, well, actually, I'll get to that, let's just see, point number four, and we'll get what we've got, and then we can see what we can adapt from it. So, presentations, we, anybody got?
Yeah.
Raring to go?
Yeah.
Raring to go? Okay. Stuff. I need to plug you in. Function F8.
F8.
That's the blue one.
Sorry, F8.
Blue one, F8.
Me again, Raj as a marketing expert. As we have decided in the last meeting that I have to find out.
So, no, sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Again, if you just click that, it'll go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, sorry, I have to see the other side. Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I have to look out the market potential for this product and like consumer likings and everything. What is the potential for this product and are we able to achieve this, our net profit or our aims or not? Then
press F5 to start first.
Okay. Yeah, I can. The methodology I adopted to find out all this was market survey. A detailed market survey on consumers was done to find out their likings and dislikings, what they prefer, what they not prefer, what problems they do encounter in all these type of things. Then what we got was, we found that what problems they are having with the current remote controls available in the market. 75% of users, they find it that the remote controls available in the market are ugly. They are not so good looking. So we have to put stress on this. We have to take care of this fact also, like our design should be appropriate, should be good looking for the consumers. And yes, this can definitely put, enhance our sales. And even the good thing about this is that 80% of users, they are willing to pay more for these good looking remote controls also. So even if the available market cost for the available, even if the market cost for the available remote control is less, even then we can sell it at 25 euros, which may seem quite high, but if our looks are, if the remote control we design have a good, better look, better designs, then we can hope that consumers will prefer these remote controls. Then, and the second thing, some companies, they think that they should have more and more functions of the users in their remote controls. But rather than those having more functions in the remote controls, we should emphasize what actually consumer want, what they operate, rather than making it too complicated. Because mostly it has been found that 50% of the users, they use only 10% of the buttons. So there is no fun of having 90% buttons, making the remote controls too bulky, too complicated, too expensive. And because I believe that technology is useful only if the consumers they want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of things. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. Then it was function I want to go.
Oh, you want to go back, just escape.
Then if we look at this slide, these are in your shared documents, you can see.
Sorry,
sorry.
sorry. I was just gonna say, what was the question for this, or are you coming on to that?
To look at the market potential, but how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there so as to enhance our profit,
So
enhance
these
our sales.
percentages are
Yeah, these are different age group persons. Like, sorry, I can open it in
switcher.
another. Yes. If we look at the cost, whether the consumers they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in a remote control or not, we can find that the up to 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition in a remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this particular age group from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group, so we
We're
should
also
look.
looking at who buys it as well.
Yeah, we can look at that factor also. So
Pretty
yes.
much, I think the 25 to 35 is the usual sort of
Yeah.
Mm.
So. And yes, it is. If we look at this data, what are the problems the consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also a very major factor to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential by me. Yes.
Okay, thank you. follow on with Helen, please.
Yeah, sure. That's cool.
We have to.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
The cable's going the wrong way. I just kicked over or whatever. The volume's still underneath this.
Brand this one also.
Okay.
I
Thank
can
you very
turn
much,
my
Brandon.
computer quickly. It's okay.
If I need your help.
Okay, and then what do I press F8?
F8.
Function
Function
F8.
F8.
Okay, cool.
It's not coming.
Oh.
Function F8 again.
Oh, no signal.
Computer adjusting.
Okay. Okay, and then how do I press the big one to get it onto the big
F5.
F5, and I press that again to get it off as well?
Escape.
F5 and escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the user interface designer, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the apparatus should have on the user, and I want to point out our motto, put the fashion in electronics. So obviously, we as a company, we want to make our products trendy and fashionable. It's a big concern of ours. Okay, and how do I press just the next button? The
Just the
arrow?
left there.
Okay. So I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like, what people dislike, and what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 35 were the main buyers of our TV, I think. So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research, I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know. The findings, well, that was a basic function, send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do, so they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here, some leading ones. I don't know how to get some. Do I press F5, is it?
If you escape, then you can see your bar.
Oh, okay, cool. I've got my glasses on, so I hope it's this one. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. I mean, this one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do, and they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of the silver stuff. But there you go. That's what we're up against, and I think we can do much better than that. Hang on. Okay, sorry. Personal preferences. I think the ergonomics is quite important.
Particularly if there was a bit in charges about RSI and things.
And I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery and
organic.
Organic, yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in design and how nice it looks. Handheld and portable, I think, is important because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or and the big 7-inch big screen anyway. So so handheld and portable, and
right.
I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that, so
and
maybe we
also
get that.
The company want to keep it stuck to the TV for to keep down the
one
time.
TV. Oh right, okay, sure. And so the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick to set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark, which it does already exist, but it's not very widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or rechargeable station because it's a pain when you run out of batteries. And I think that's it.
So I noticed you talked about speech recognition and whistling, and I was just curious to know, have you done any research into how many people can whistle? Is that a function we want in the remote?
Do you have
trouble whistling? I don't, but I know a lot of people do, right?
Do it?
Yeah, it has to be a certain kind of whistle too. Right?
Yeah, I suppose that's true. You could have the basically, instead of a whistle, if it's called the voice recognition, you could have it just, where are you?
Yeah.
It's costly though. A much easier thing is just any loud noise, like clapping, shouting, and then would the response be beeps back at you or something?
Yeah.
Well, let me set this up. So plug it in, press F5. Function F5.
Function F8 for the
Function F8.
I need to twiddle with the new button again.
I think it's just too much.
Okay.
industrial designer. My job is to take in input from you guys. So it's good you went first. And I jot it down some notes as to what are the needs and what kind of novel features we can add to differentiate our product from the others. So Raj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products. And he also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And he mentioned that they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, was this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose a remote. There could be a little microphone on it, and any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, and it'll beep back and say, oh, here I am.
Surely that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on, you're likely to get it beeping back at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, maybe you could have a that would be a consideration to take into account.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do it.
Yeah, well, that's for later down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy and not computery, right? So more low tech and not too many buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I took these all into consideration, and also I have some limitations from the boss, right? Which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately all I had to work on was our corporate archives of the great products we made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains.
Oh, so that was nice.
Or high speed train. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with
Well, that's true. If you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with a remote control.
Yeah. So, I figured, just put them all together. Get a caffeine-powered space shuttle train transport to your TV. And as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button. And it's, you know, for the cowboy and all this. Just, I'm not quite sure what the function is there.
Well,
yeah.
I like that design.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, you could have a, you know.
As that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operated, isn't it?
So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros.
Yeah.
And we gotta sell 25 of them.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay. No, 50 million euros, we've got a
profit.
We've got to make profit, so we're making that at 12.5 euros a time.
Well, I guess more realistically, we need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer casing, cheap plastic, you know, that should be just like a tenth of the price, maybe or less. An energy source, which would probably just be regular batteries.
Okay.
Would
it be possible to have the rechargeable idea?
That might cost more though, because obviously with batteries we don't need to provide, well, we provide the first batteries, but it's cheaper,
right?
I mean, if you think about these base stations though, it's essentially just a lead with a sort of self-connecting brake in it, so I don't think it would up the price that much.
The user interface, canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons, but since we're a cutting edge company, we of course will have alternatives like speech recognition, whistling recognition, and rocket power.
Okay.
And lastly, the transmission interface is just some engineering thing that I have to worry about.
Okay.
So here's, you know, a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control have parts, and those parts look like that, and you know, it's got a little operating procedure that looks something like that. And I suppose you all know how it works, because we've all used it, and we wouldn't be in a company designing our own controls if we didn't have that one. So. Personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, not involved in my rating, just so the user can put in their favorite channels and maybe the preferred volume settings that when they turn it on, it's not blasting.
That's a good idea, actually. I like the
programming.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work if, if we add these bells and whistles. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll take that back. Right, also, so I noticed I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to forward it on to you. It is, let's see if I find it myself.
Okay. I don't think we need to screw it in.
Nah, just. We had that to disinclude teletext because it's become outdated and everybody uses the internet anyway. The article would have to say with that, but never mind. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television. And instead of colours and sort of colour options, they want corporate colour and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate colour?
Yellow. I presume. Everything, all the sort of, you know, the corporate website and everything's yellow. And the logo, the sort of slogan we put the fashion and electronics. I don't know exactly how sort of incorporate, I mean, I guess if you're going for a sort of globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around it or
yeah.
something. Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have. now, we had, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we'll pretty much take that one as read.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use the basic functions for a television, no teletext. So
although, the danger with that is it could look a bit cheap.
Not enough buttons anyway.
Yeah.
So
well,
sort of strike a balance between a few and a.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like we're just cutting on the.
On the number of buttons. Kind of
I
functions.
Do, however, have this from over my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That they don't want to fix them.
Okay, cool.
Maybe Raj, you could find out what people would think about that, or maybe they'll send some
about
information
what?
About that. About what people, other people would require teletext in the remote, teletext option in the remote control.
Okay.
So I take it your position now was that the bells and whistles, we've got to come up with a gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from little bits of web chat that I'm being sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design that Rav, sorry, Raj, said people didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess if there's a sort of thing about standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style
mm-hmm.
drop down menus and everything, I think maybe that's
yeah.
a bit going a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, that you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit that sort of menu at the top, you have a
it goes to a different selection of
Yeah.
buttons, so it keeps it simple.
Okay.
Glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material?
Glow in the dark material, I was
Okay.
thinking.
So.
So I guess that would be cheaper than that.
May I say something about this?
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's really, really very important point. As if we look at the market, because people, more 50% people, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the remote, in the room. But
Often lost.
yeah, are lost, and means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, and both these factors will help them locating their remote control. Like if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something, and it glows in the dark, both these factors, both these points will help them to locate these where they have kept this remote control, and this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Okay, cool. Speech recognition, I'll take it. I don't, I've, I know of no products
There
use
was
speech recognition
a
well.
That came out 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels, and then you say, you know, the BBC One, and it goes to that channel.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work very well though because of this noise interference problem.
Mm.
They mentioned, you know, if the television says you're listening to BBC One.
Yeah, or an advert for BBC Two on BBC One will switch the channel for you, kind of thing.
Right, and so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching the TV, and then all of a sudden it'd pick up a noise and turn it off, or, you know, or turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around that noise problem.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear, or something that will activate the remote control start.
So like a kind of backwards remote from the top.
Yeah.
And then we would do just, you know, subtractive kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker, or not a remote, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker, and a transmitter there that sends back to your remote, because you can't expect the television manufacturers to put that feature into their
TVs. Yeah,
that's
the only thing.
But yeah, then you have like a little separate module by the TV speaker
that comes with our remote control.
Right, and then the remote control will know what's being produced by the television.
So basic RF kind of frequencies, so it would be cheap.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly possible. Then another thing is about this losing the remote and trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, you know, whatever you want the remote for, you know, to change a channel or to turn the TV on or off. You just shout your command to it, and it would do it for you if it's within, you know, within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be somewhere in the room that you have no idea where it is, and it still do its job.
That could also be built into the TV there, which might make our remote control a bit obsolete.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
it
would
do us out of a job.
We're ahead of
Okay.
I like the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think rather than, and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition in terms of the interference and it not working very well and things like that.
And the expense.
The expense and the time. So I think if we're going to go, well, I mean, like the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is if you're also wanting the kind of organic, globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen. But I guess not. We'll just pretend that's not a problem. then how are you about the glow in the dark material? Is that
maybe not even all of it, because we said colours and fashion were important, so maybe just like a little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest a different
contrast.
The material's cheap, but it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it, you know.
If you're
sitting in the dark for too long,
it
won't glow.
Or if it's down under the couch cushions, that's when I even fine line.
Right.
Okay, well we can still use the glow in the dark as a gimmick, essentially.
Yeah. Because what I thought,
if we're gonna have to, if we're gonna have a logo on as well, a bright yellow logo in our slogan, then you know they're gonna be fairly brightly coloured anyway, and you can have sort of a trimming as well of the glow in the dark, you know, just as gimmick.
Because yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching a film in the dark,
mm-hmm.
you can still see the rick and drawing.
All right, so.
That was more of a
if we're going to go with the idea of a feedback sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuff settled out, do you think? It makes it feel a little necessary. So we've got, do we want to go with the TFT idea?
We're getting a lot of features now.
I think the sort of the finder things. I mean, it's I could probably write this a good diagram for that,
yeah.
Well,
I think our consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot, you know, get thrown around. There's a good chance the TFT screen will break or get damaged. They're pretty fragile.
So is that one of our definite requirements that they
No, I mean, well, that was going on Raj's sort of marketing research, I guess. So we stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have. So that's sort of included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You were finding out about teletext. You could find a
teletext speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of a expensive.
No? Oh no, it's much cheaper than TFT. It's just a microphone and some integrated circuits.
Is it not
it'd be a small vocabulary speech recognition system.
Well, that kind of takes back the RF the RF remote sort of idea as well. Okay. Decisions. Votes. Let's vote. Who wants TFT? No one does. Excellent. So we're going with speech recognition, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else was I thinking of that I haven't written down and therefore fallen out of my head? Programmability.
Glow in dark?
I think it's not too expensive. I think it's a good gimmick.
Okay, and also integrating the, remember to integrate the logo and the slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, can you put all these reports in the project documents folder if they're not already in there as well? So it just helps me summarize them. And then I'll put I'm putting anything I do in there anyway, so.
And where is it, sorry?
Project documents on.
So it should be when you save
AMI scenario controller
on your desktop. So go save as.
Oh no.
Is it in shared document?
And then put that little folder up thing.
Project documents. Yeah, it's on your desktop.
All
right.
Up to desktop. Project documents.
Okay.
It does not give me anything.
And I'm sort of getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them there, rather than I was about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting and then the meeting turned up. So.
Did you get my email?
I did, yeah.
Sorry,
thought as well about the material is maybe not this kind of material, maybe more like this kind of rubbery material. It's a bit more bouncy, like you said, they get chucked around a lot. A bit more durable, and that can also be ergonomic, and it kind of feels a bit different from all other remote controls. The rubber rather than
more sort of flesh-like than plasticky, sort of.
But we have to take care, like, but we have to take care about children also. If they miss, if children catch hold of you, or if they chew it, it shouldn't be too harmful. So whatever material we use.
Oh no, ethics.
Yeah.
That's gonna cost us money.
From a safety point of view also, we have to take care.
I think with the more organic shape of it, it won't be as, won't just have many sharp corners and that, so that's something good. I don't know.
I think it smells good for children.
We go completely out of the box and make the thing a big red ball, foam ball. There's no buttons at all, it's always on, and just yell at it.
That's
a
good idea.
Yeah.
And then yeah, it's going to be a big yellow.
Oh, yellow.
Yeah, with the colour, does it have to be all yellow? Do you know?
Please, God, no. Well, I wouldn't, I mean, my reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror, so
yeah.
I think just having it
small logo
in a logo.
With the like a small yellow strip or yellow scale with a logo in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, let's see if I can argue with the boss about putting the, what was it? We put fashion into, oops, is it working? I can't believe I forgot the wrong. We put fashion in electronics.
Oh, that's a good one, though. Yeah.
I bet that'll catch on well. Okay, any last worries, queries?
12:30.
Okay. So. I know what you're thinking. Okay, then, lunchtime.
That's good.
Okay, I felt a bit more like something with order and reason to it than the last one. This is quite fun, actually.
Wow. Has anybody,
really
anybody pressed OK? It vibrates.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Right, let me first.
Yeah.
I was just writing
the
new thing.
I haven't been using up the pages.